AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The mother of 25-year-old Ronald Johnson doesn't believe her son was armed when he was shot to death by a Chicago police officer in October 2014. Cook County State Attorney Anita Alvarez says no charges will be filed against Officer George Hernandez for a variety of reasons.
Mr. Johnson was armed with a handgun. Mr. Johnson had run from an area where shots had recently been fired. Mr. Johnson resisted arrest, and Mr. Johnson ran into a public park and towards an occupied police vehicle that was arriving on the scene.
Alvarez released a silent dash cam video of police, including Hernandez, chasing Johnson before he is shot. His mother, Dorothy Holmes, and her attorney, Michael Oppenheimer, insist there was a cover-up. Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson says to him the video only shows him one thing.
All we really know is that he was shot in the back.
Earlier today, U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch announced a federal investigation of the Chicago Police Department.
We will examine a number of issues related to the Chicago Police Department's use of force, including its use of deadly force, racial, ethnic, and other disparities in its use of force, and its accountability mechanisms.
The FBI's David Bowditch says investigators have found that Saeed Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, went to shooting ranges in the Los Angeles area before they attacked his San Bernardino County co-workers last week.
That target practice in one occasion was done within days of this event.
Bowditch says investigators also believe the couple became radicalized some time ago.
The question we're trying to get at is, how did that happen? And by whom and where did that happen? And I will tell you right now, we don't know those answers at this point.
14 people were killed, 21 others wounded in the attack, which is being treated as a terror attack. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow is down 116. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration will soon reveal a new terror alert system. Mark Smith has details.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the new system aims to tell Americans things that are specific and informative.
What we are seeing, what we are doing about it, and what we are asking the public to do.
Plus, it'll have more than one level. The current system's only designed to pass on an imminent, credible threat and has, in fact, never been activated. That, in turn, replaced the much-maligned color-coded system adopted after 9/11. Officials say the new system, whose details aren't yet final, will better suit the current threat environment of militants inspired by but not necessarily directed by terror networks abroad. Mark Smith at the White House.
U.S. consumers borrowed more heavily for autos and student loans in October. The Federal Reserve says consumer borrowing rose $16 billion in October to $3.5 trillion. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.